Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. We're your hosts, Al, myself, Anthony. Today is Friday, March 8th, and your Orlando Magic are on a five-game winning streak, holding down the four as of right now. No changes on the record side, but we're sitting with the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference standings in the NBA. Al, man, what's going on? It feels good to be a Magic fan right now, right?
Dude, it's been a long, long time that it has not felt this good to be a Magic fan. What a week. What a month and a half, really. 13-3 record in that span. We were wondering, should we have made a trade? We didn't, and it's worked out just fine so far.
Dude, and that's a crazy thing, because we just played against the Wizards, and a lot of people wanted Tyus Jones, man, and maybe Tyus Jones makes us a little bit better. Maybe a shooting presence. Maybe it does that, right? But I'm not mad at the fact that we decided not to do anything. The fact that we kept the team intact. Like, the team is just rolling right now, man, and it's awesome. It's an awesome time to be a Magic fan, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But, you know, there's been a lot of hype. Now people are starting to take notice. People are now talking about the Orlando Magic. We're forcing them to, right? The TNT crew, they're forced to acknowledge us. I feel like this is WWE and you know, Roman Reigns. Acknowledge us, damn it. Like, you have to talk about us. Fourth seed, you can't ignore it, can't deny it. And it definitely feels good. So we're going to talk more about that down in the episode. But before we get into it, just wanted to shout out our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting contests and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to Bet Online today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. And also a shout out to our new sponsors, Cut, the social betting app, where we talked a little bit about it in this last episode, where, you know, a lot of people right now, especially since wagering has become legal in the state of Florida, people have been starting to do it more and more and more. But what's cool about the Cut app is that you're now able to just bet. It's a social betting. So now you can just bet with your friends, you can bet with your homies, and keep it between yourselves, and you can kind of do it on a list of different categories. So if I wanted to bet an over under with Al, with, let's say, Cole Anthony dropping, you know, over under 25 points, in Madison Square Garden, because we know that he likes to go off. I mean, Al, what would you say? Would you say that Cole Anthony goes over or under 25 points, Madison Square Garden, no Jalen Brunson? How you feeling with that bet?
Over 25? I don't know about that. I'll probably go under on that. If it was, yeah, it's probably 18, a safe bet. Probably over.
Probably safe bet to be under. 25 might be a little
But again,
high for
just
Cole.
Shows the fact that, again, with your friends, man, you can do anything. It's about politics, sports, anything in between you can pretty much bet on. So again, we tried it out now back-to-back weeks. It's a fun app. If you have the chance, check it out. Download the app and try it out. Try it with your family. Try it with your friends. It's a pretty cool concept to betting. And again, it takes away that middleman, the casino, from the betting aspect of it. So check it out.
Yeah, the Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. So a lot of fun. A lot of people can buy into it. You can currently use our promo code BELIEVEMAGIC for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. And then kind of just put money where your mouth is, man. That's the beauty about sports and gaming. And then right before we jump into our episode, just a quick shout out to our guy, Brandon Kravitz from 96.9 The Game, who's joined the Believe Network. So welcome aboard,
yes, sir.
My friend. So what's cool about his podcast is you know, obviously we're fan. If you, especially if you live in Orlando and you're a local, man, you just don't only love the Orlando Magic. You like UCF, Orlando City, and any top crazy story happening in Central Florida. So if you wanted a different element, but still local base where it's not just the Orlando Magic, it's a mix of different Orlando sports. Brandon Kravitz is bringing you his new podcast, his own Heads Orlando podcast, on the Believe Podcast Network. Definitely, definitely, definitely give it a shot, give it a listen, give it a look. It's going to be bringing out some really, really great, great content through his podcast.
Yeah, 4 episodes a week, different topics throughout the week. So again, if you're an Orlando resident, you want to keep up with Central Florida sports, no better way to do so than subscribing. So check it out. Again, he's part of the Believe Podcast Network. So welcome to the crew, Brandon. And again, we're excited to see how the podcast grows over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, welcome to Believe. All right, so this week, big game against Charlotte. You know, this was a game where we're fighting. Again, we talked about it last episode where it's not – we're talking about seeding. Every game matters way more than the last game because you got certain teams that are on our heels and we have certain teams that we're trying to catch up to. And damn it, man, how good would it be if we go into the first round of the playoffs – with home court advantage, that would be amazing. How do we go from not making it to the play-in to potentially getting to a point where we can get into the first round, home court advantage in Orlando? And the more and more and more games that we play, you know, again, we're starting to get that recognition from the national coverage media that people have been asking for, which is kind of like a double-edged sword, right? Because you're forcing national media to talk about us, and we're in March, and really the national media, outside of maybe a few people, right, they're now starting to pay attention to the Magic, haven't paid attention all season long, and the stuff that they're saying just isn't resonating with those of us that have been here at the very beginning watching every single game day in and day out, and it's just not making sense, right? We saw something floating around on social media today where an individual was talking about how Paolo and Franz, they're just not those guys in the NBA. They're not the type of people that are going to be the top performers in the NBA, and kind of talking about, you know, you hope to get the number one pick to be able to get, you know, the big names, the franchise changing, the NBA changing type players. And, you know, sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. You end up with Paolo Banchero. And it's like, dude, have you not been watching this guy rocket the last 2 seasons? Like, you're talking about a sophomore player that just made it into the All-Star game his second year. And he's leading a team that's 4th seed in the East. It's crazy talk.
Dude, Paolo Banchero took us from 22 wins, to 34. We already are 37 already, and this dude is talking about how sometimes you get lucky and you get the first pick and you're excited. It's a franchise-changing player. I guess he's referring to Wemby and, you know, that type of player, I suppose. And then he says, sometimes you get a Paolo Banchero, as in kind of you don't get a player that's going to change the culture in your team. I'm like, what are you doing? Somebody actually went and put a little video on social media today. They went to the guy's feed, and they searched for the word Paolo in his feed. Nowhere to be found. So what does it tell you? He's never talked about Paolo. He's never watched a game. He's never cared to watch a game. But to your point, you have to talk about us now. Like, hey, you look at the standings, and they're like, wait, the Magic are there? Crap. How do we miss the fact that they're winning this much? Yeah, they have a Wagner guy, and they have a Paolo guy, and they're good. That's all they're getting at. But it's embarrassing, man. I mean, I know we've talked about it plenty in this podcast, the lack of respect towards not only Paolo, but the rest of the team. It's okay. I kind of like it this way for now. It will change eventually. But it's crazy to me, man, the lack of attention that the team has gotten. Paolo Banchero, it's disrespectful at this point, the fact that this guy has done so much. Rookie of the Year, All-Star, best rookie campaign since LeBron James. And yet, oh, guess what, guys? Wemby got 12 billion views on this block that he had. Let's congratulate him for that. Like, who cares, man? We're here to watch basketball, or we're here to watch how many views a player gets on social media. That's the problem with the media today, man. It's all about controversial topics, what's going to get the most likes, the most views. And again, unfortunately, the Magic are not that team. We're not here to, well, if you watch us, we're a fun team. We're dunking everywhere. We're blocking shots. We're fun to watch. But if you want the, I don't know, the fun stuff, I guess, social media, you're not going to get it from Orlando. We're a quiet team. We get the job done. We keep it moving. But yeah, man, to your point, it's crazy to me that, and it's funny how the media is saying now, oh yeah, they're winning, but guess what? Look at their schedule. Who have they beaten? Charlotte and the Wizards. I'm like, bro, we just went through our toughest schedule already. Like, this
did
is
you
what
just
we can
turn on your TV now? It's crazy.
Or that my favorite one. Oh, you beat us because we're hurt. AKA Knicks fans. Bro, have you seen how many injuries we've had this season? It's wild to me.
Yeah, so it's like the way that I view it, you know, I really hope, like, you don't want your players distracted, right? You want them to have the belief of, man, I don't care what any of them say. We're going to focus on us. We're going to focus on game by game. But at the same time, man, I hope that Paolo and Franz, they're plugged in, because I want them to have that edge that, you know, I'm a prove these, you know, MFers wrong, because they need to be able to have that type of swagger. Like, we need to find reasons to be pissed off. It's like the old school, like, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant thing, where they would find any excuse to, like, have that mental competitive edge to be upset and prove people wrong, to keep that chip on your shoulder. And I think that for us, man, I love it, man. Keep coming out with the blasphemy and all these wrong and bad takes, because all you need to give us, man, give us an opportunity to poke the bear, man. Because I don't think that we've fully seen, and obviously we haven't seen the most of what we can maximize with our guys. But dude, you're talking about. So what's great is that someone else had posted, I think it was Delando on Twitter, that posted a video of SVP and Tim Legler also talking about, you know, the Magic and them apologizing, like, yo, we haven't talked about the Magic all season long, and here they are as the fourth seed, and they're forcing us to talk about them. And mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, it's the first time outside of, like, the main dudes on the Ringer who you know, who have talked positively about the Magic, right? This is the first time that I've seen, like, an honest, accurate take on the perspective of the Orlando Magic, where you're talking about, they gave us recognition of being the only team in the NBA where you have two 6'10" players on your team that can handle the ball like a guard, that's leading the team offensively, that's really dual forwards that can do anything. And the Magic, that's what we have. That's our strength. That's our cannon that we have on our back, because nobody else can compete with us at that level with our size. You know, this allows for us to be able to get away with Jalen Suggs running the point guard, because you got Franz and Paolo, they're on ball players, man. They need the ball in their hands to be productive, and they're dangerous. So it was really good to see, you know, that level of recognition. The Magic are not perfect, man. We know what our weaknesses are. We know that, you know, shooting is a very, very big issue for us. Whether it's the 3-point line, whether it's the free throw shooting lately, I don't know what's going on with that, but we know what our weaknesses are. But we also have a strength that a lot of teams have shown to struggle with. And I think that now that we have some of that light on us a bit, it's too late now. It's we're already towards the end of the season. I think that post playoff that playoff experience is really going to wake a lot of these national media, outside fan base, and all these players around the NBA is gonna wake them up and shake them up a bit.
Yeah, and all you can ask is that, man. Give us some honest feedback. Admit the fact that you haven't watched us, and give your take based on what you know about us. It shouldn't be making it up and coming up with this crazy analogies about the team. And no, like, keep it simple, keep it honest.
I don't know, man. these are the people that they're listening to the Gilbert Arenas and King and Martin podcasts.
Yeah, that's their knowledge of Magic basketball, those podcasts. It's not watching the game. It's not looking at stats. But either way, we've gone long enough with this topic. But bottom line is, man, it was good to see some recognition today. It's going to continue, hopefully, over the next few weeks and months. But yeah, man, it was a fun week. Even though we kind of started slow against the Hornets and against the Wizards, scary, the fact that we were down big against both of those teams. But guess what, man? We managed to bounce back. Yesterday against the Wizards, down 21 at one point in the first half. I'm like, man, are we really going to lose this game? It never felt like we were going to lose, though. You could tell that Paolo, basically, whenever he put his head down, he could get to the basket with ease. Franz had it going. So I'm like, we're going to find a way. And thankfully, we did. So we're now, what, 5-game winning streak. Again, like I said earlier, 13 out of the last 16 games won. And to your point, we're now at the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference in March. This is unreal to me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Magic play a game against the Wizards where they were down by 21 points. It was their biggest point differential or deficit comeback the whole entire season. And you look at it, the Magic were down, what, almost 20 points at the half. And I don't know, man, when I'm watching it, I wasn't worried at all. Like, it's crazy to think that, because there are points in the season, and even last year, where either you're worried, or especially when we come out in the third quarter, we don't play our best brand of basketball, and the Magic just came out, and they just dominated, man. So you get a win against Charlotte, 101-89. Paolo drops 22 points. Cole, you know, showing life again off the bench. Markel didn't play. You go to a back-to-back. Magic win against the Wizards, 119-109. And Wendell, no Gary Harris, no Jonathan Isaac, did not play back-to-back. But then you get Markel Fultz back, who absolutely loves playing in front of his home crowd. And then you got Anthony Black, who's been playing extremely well lately, shooting the basketball. Mechanics are looking beautiful, shooting way better than he did in college. And this is somebody that, you know, he shot 7 from 10 from the three-point line since the All-Star break and is now shooting 41% in the season, almost 1.5 attempts per game. Like, this dude is, even in limited play, because he's not playing, you know, as he did early on in the season as much, but you're starting to see that development really come through. He's being efficient with the time. When he comes in, you're seeing the presence, you're seeing the poise, he's being patient, he's playing great, great basketball, and it's exactly what you want from your rookie. And I'm excited to see what Anthony Black looks like in year two. But for right now, man, I'm really, really, really happy with what we've seen from Anthony Black.
Dude, it's like he's the opposite of Cole Anthony, right? So Cole Anthony cut his hair; he struggled for months.
Right, right.
And Anthony Black went to a different.
You know, gets the braids.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he's a sharpshooter. Like, maybe the hair was getting in the way. It was the
Alfred
Payton issue.
Who knew?
But yeah, man, 7 out of 10 since the All-Star break. That is insane. Again, 41% now for the season. Now, mind you, let's be realistic. It's only 1.5 attempts per game, but still, the form. If you go back and watch him shoot the ball in October and you watch him shoot the ball today, it is such a much faster release. It's much, much more compact. The confidence level, man. Like, there was a play yesterday where I forgot who passed it to him, but it was like at his ankles that he caught the ball, and he went right up. Like, he didn't think about it twice. He set his feet, boom. In a matter of like a second, he got the ball released, wet. So all that to say, we were, and I'm going to say, yeah, we both were, most Magic fans were very, very critical when we drafted him. Again, I kept saying it the weeks after. I'm like, this reminds me a lot of Franz. When we drafted Franz, many of us were like, what? There was booing at IMO at the time. This reminds me a lot of that. Like, I'm not saying he's going to be Franz by any means, but I just think that there's something that front office saw in this kid that we didn't see at all coming into this into the league, but it's showing now. The fact that he's a hard worker, you always see the videos on social media of him shooting before the game, after the game. So he's putting in the work, and it's clearly showing. The fact that that form has gotten so much better in just 6 months, it's wild to me. So big shout out to Anthony Blackman. I know his impact maybe in the playoffs won't be as much unless, God forbid, injuries happen. But next season, you got to be super excited for this kid as to what he can do for us, whether it's starting, whether it's off the bench. The skills definitely are there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And listen, our brand of basketball, right? The thing that sets us apart that people talk about is our length, is our versatility, is our defense. Like, these are our anchors. These are the things that we rely on. When it comes to Anthony Black, like, yes, if we were to go back in time and view our reaction, we weren't happy about that pick, right? That's not who we wanted, right? But at the same time, like, dude, if this really works out, like, and I'm not talking about right now, I'm talking about 2, 3, 4 years down the road, and Anthony Black earns that starting position. Dude, your point guard is 6'7" with 2 6'10" dual forwards. Like, that is not something that people are excited to go against. Like, people are gonna look at this team and be like, damn, man, we're playing against the Magic. We can't go out to dinner. Like, we should really, like, sit back and relax, because people have said, and we've heard people talk about it publicly, laughing about it on their sports podcast, talking about when it comes to the Magic, man, we knew that was the time for us to go hang out, chill. It's going to be a late night. We're going to have a good time. We're going to come in, leave, and it's going to be an easy day's work. And that's just not the case anymore, man. And and the Magic have done nothing but draft and develop. That's literally all we've been doing. We've done no major moves since trading Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier for a bunch of, you know, bag of chips. Like, we got nothing for Terrence Ross. Like this is what they've been talking about the whole entire time. We haven't mortgaged our future. We still got all our picks. Like, this is beautiful. Like, we're literally fighting for the fourth seed to be in a playoff seeding where we don't even have to fight it in a play-in tournament. And we have so much money to spend in offseason. We have so many different ways that we can go to improve this roster. If you're not excited to be a Magic fan right now, there's no, like, if you're not on board now, it's not going to feel the same next season and the season after. Like, these fans that we're now going to earn, because they're going to finally see the Magic, because they didn't want to put us on national TV all year long. Well, we're going to force you to.
Exactly.
We're going to force you, and we're going to do that by being in the postseason.
Yeah, man. No, it's crazy. And I mean, and again, you combine that Anthony Black development with, we talked about it last week plenty, the Jalen Suggs development with the shooting as well. So now you have two dogs potentially in the starting lineup, a 6'7" and a 6'4" guard combo that are lethal defenders. But oh, guess what? They can also hit the three. With Paolo and Franz being the main scorers, that is wild to me. Again, the future is extremely bright. I just don't know what you do with all the money that you have, because, again, we have a lot of money to spend. And, like, what do we do? Well, I guess I do know. They got to pay Franz. They got to pay Paolo eventually. So there goes a big chunk of it. And Jalen Suggs. So there's a lot of the money going there. But, man, I really would love to see this team. I know we talked about getting a star and all these things, but I wouldn't mind just saying, hey, man, let's get some crazy shooters around this team. They're showing. Imagine this team with, like, 2 or 3 shooters that are lethal shooters. just next season with the same kind of build that we have now going. Don't alter the roster too much. Just add what you know your weaknesses are, which is shooting. I think, again, man, 50 wins this year might be possible to win 50. Next year, if you can do that, it's definitely a possibility to do back-to-back seasons. So the future is extremely bright, to your point, man. And again, we've been through the struggle. We've been through the grind. To see this come to life, man, it's such a beautiful thing. Like, we've doubted the front office many times. We wonder, what the heck are you doing? And man, it's working.
I mean, listen, this team is built for it. Like, Franz is so creative when it comes to his penetration. He's using his body, his movement, his speed. He's Euro-stepping Paolo, using his size, his body, his placements. Like, they are begging for knockdown shooters, to where they can drive to the basket, kick it out, stretch the floor more, allow them to operate on a more intimate one-on-one level, because right now they're just collapsing on Paolo, they're collapsing on Franz, and they're skillful to where they're able to find ways around it. But man, if we can really put shooters around them, it's really going to take us to the next level. Jalen Suggs has already been showing that. You know, Gary Harris on occasion, if he can be consistent. Cole Anthony, the same thing. Like, we really need to get to a point where, you know, we do that. But we'll worry about that in the offseason. But I really hope that really doesn't hurt us in the postseason, because the Magic are on and off, right? When we have nights where we can shoot the basketball, and we have nights where we really can't. So we need to be able to find that nice balance. So, you know, outside of that Magic 5-game winning streak, we've won the last 13 of 16. We were tied with the Celtics for the best record in the NBA during that stretch. 11 games over 500. Fourth seed in the East. We're only half a game ahead of the Knicks. And that's not without looking at any of the outcomes of tonight's game, because we are recording this Thursday night. And one game ahead of Miami. They do play tonight. I believe they lost, right? Did they lose?
So Miami lost. Indiana lost. So the updated standings as of right now, so the Magic stay in fourth. We're a half a game ahead of the Knicks. We're a game and a half ahead of the Miami Heat. We are, I think a game and a half of the Heat, a game and a half off in the 76ers, and two games ahead of Indiana at the moment. So some nice little buffer there with two big games coming this weekend, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
So we're playing the Knicks Friday night, and they're not going to have OG. They're not going to have Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson. One of the biggest fears that we have when it comes to this team is them playing down to their competition. Magic are going into a hostile environment in Madison Square Garden. If things were to stop right now, we would be playing the Knicks in the first round. Like, we need to make sure that when we go in there, that we do not let them hang around, right? We don't want it like how we play in the first half against the Wizards. We do not want to do that with the Knicks team, right? We want to be able to show our dominance and really take control of the game from beginning to end. Because what you can kind of, or what some of the things that people have said is the strength of schedule. The Magic have a very, 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 very easy schedule compared to the rest of the team. Rest of the teams in the NBA for the remaining games, right? A part of me wishes that we weren't playing a bunch of bums towards the end, right? A part of me kind of wishes, I know that we're fighting for seeding, but I wish that the strength of schedule was just a tad bit harder so that we can be better prepared for the postseason. Like, I don't want us to be kind of just, you know, skating by because, you know, we're stomping on a bum Wizards and we're playing against the Knicks that don't have anybody. But at the same time, the Magic need to continue playing their level of basketball. Like, this is what it is. Our schedule isn't going to change. These are the teams that we're going to play. How are we going to look playing against these teams that are way less in talent or value that the Orlando Magic are? Like, are we going to barely beat them? Are we, like how we barely beat the Detroit Pistons, or are we going to be able to show our dominance? And that's one of the things that I'm really going to be looking at against the Knicks in Friday night's game, is can the Magic really show their dominance from beginning to end?
Yeah, man, we better. We're going to be fully healthy in the, heading into that game. Wendell Carter is questionable. I hope he plays. We'll need him in that game. But the Knicks, like to your point, the Knicks have a lot of players that are hurting right now. So you got to capitalize on that, take advantage of that. You know they'll play hard. They're playing at home. That crowd at MSG is electric. So you got to go there prepared. But talking about the strength of schedule and talking about seeding real quick, I want to give our listeners a quick update. So the Magic no longer have the easiest schedule remaining. The Magic actually have the 22nd easiest schedule remaining in the league. Miami actually has the second easiest remaining schedule. So watch out for Miami. They have a lot of easy games coming up. New York has a 17th easiest schedule. Cleveland at 13th. Philly 12th. Indiana 10th. So all that to say, teams above us or actually that are fighting with us for seeding have a harder schedule except for Miami. So that should work in our favor. But I'll still say it, man. We're in the fourth seed today, March 8th. We control our destiny. We got to win games. We got to play hard. We got to beat these teams when we play them. So like this weekend, we play the Knicks tonight, the Pacers on Sunday. You got to ideally win those games. Worst case scenario, you lose one, you win the other one. But you cannot drop these two games. You got to capitalize on this little buffer room that you're building. We've also played more games than they have. So if they go in one game, they lose. That's to our advantage as well. So it's working in our favor. But again, I do fear, unfortunately, Miami a little bit. You know, they always turn it on heading into the playoffs. They have an easy schedule. So you cannot give them any wiggle room. Because again, if you do, they'll catch up to you. And then God forbid, it's Miami at the fourth seed, Orlando in the fifth. And now we got to play Miami at home in the first round. That's always going to be a tough matchup. I'll embrace it. I'll take it. But I'm just saying you want to potentially avoid that if you can.
5-game winning streak facing against the New York Knicks Friday night, Sunday against Indiana. We've stomped them before. Time to do that again. Wednesday against the Brooklyn Nets. The Magic have an opportunity, a real opportunity, to continue to put W's on their record. Can the Magic go 8-0? Is that something that you can truly see happening?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we play the Knicks, shorthand the Knicks, I think we can beat them. Then you come back home where you play extremely well. You know the crowd will be there at Kia Center supporting you against the Pacers. And then you play Brooklyn, a team that you've struggled with a little bit. Last game, you blew them out. Bring the same energy. We're going to have 2 days off before that game. So ideally, again, you come prepared. You come rested. I can definitely see this becoming an eight-game winning streak, but there's a lot of meaning to the next couple of games. Again, you cannot go into those, to your point, with the mindset of, oh, we're playing a shorthanded Knicks. Let's kind of take it easy in the first quarter. No. You got to go with the mindset of you got to attack. You got to win each quarter and win that game, man, because, again, each game matters. We have 19 left to play, so everyone matters.
Yeah, it's time to really continue. Let's not be satisfied at the fourth seed. Let's take a look at the third seed, man. The third seed is not that far away. Got to take advantage, keep winning games, and start beating these teams so that, you know, we put ourselves in a more defined position in the postseason. Man, a lot of Orlando Magic content out there. OrlandoMagicHQ.com, dropping articles very often. Our YouTube channel, BJ does an awesome job. He's going to be dropping an episode, a video in these next coming days, talking about the fourth seed Orlando Magic. We got post Twitter spaces, Stanley, Skinny, Bryce. They do an amazing job after every single Orlando Magic game. They're getting feedback. They're hearing from the Magic fans. Join us, whether you're talking, whether you're listening. Amazing stuff out there. Steven has his podcast he just dropped recently, dropping some amazing analytical game with Malik. A lot of great things happening for Orlando Magic HQ. Check us out. It is a wrap. I appreciate everyone for listening. Show is presented by Bet Online. We'll catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.